You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get yourself some free food for Valentine's Day and how not to propose. It is time for the three mustier clips of the day.
Number three.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Teddy Swims has a lot of tattoos. But what about when you see the celebrity you have a tattoo of? He has an Adam Sandler tattoo. And here he
is crazy.
On the Jennifer Hudson Show talking about when he confronted the star.
I was like, look, I got these two tattoos of you. And he was sitting there with Chris Rock. And he's like, well, you know, Chris Rock, you don't have any Chris Rock tattoos. And he's going to have to live with that. You know. And so he comes back over with his wife and his kids. He's like, can you show my kids your tattoos? I said, yes, sir, Mr. Sandler, I'd be honored to. I guess he's still trying to show his kids that he's cool.
Yeah, you have to do that.
That's
look how cool I am.
Saying, like, see?
I know Teddy Swims.
Yeah. I'm cool. Teddy Swims got a tattoo of me. And
got
you
me
know,
the
kids are probably, whatever, Dad.
Yeah. This is Teddy Swims, Dad. Don't worry about it.
Number two.
Are you planning to propose over the day of love? Here's an interesting proposal story that happened, and maybe don't hide it in the food.
And finally, a woman in China accidentally ate a gold engagement ring that her boyfriend hid for her in a cake. The event already inspired a new Netflix series, Is It Ring?
Is it cake? No, it's Ring.
Have you watched the show, Is It Cake?
I've only watched, there's like a bunch of them, but I've only watched one episode because I wanted to see what this is all about. I think it's like a game show and there's these cakes that are made and they look like real things, real items, like our microphone here, you know, or a car battery. And they have to guess whether it's cake or not. And then they cut through it to do the final reveal. And some people, when they cut through, I go, that was a cake? It did not look like a cake.
Well, when I worked at the bakery at Pick and Save many years ago, it was McGlynn's Bakery at the time, you would put cakes on display and they weren't real cakes.
Those aren't what?
They weren't real cakes because you wanted people to see, oh, okay, if you have the fountain for your wedding cake and the stairs coming down with the, this was old school wedding cake, this is what it would look like.
Yeah.
But they couldn't just make a cake and put it in the refrigerator all the time. They had to make a fake one.
It was as bad as Justin Poston, my buddy who I grew up next to. That he was my next door neighbor. We'd play all the time. It was as bad as his mom putting that wax fruit out. And I took a bite of the banana and I'm like, ah, what is this? This is just for display. Ah.
Isn't that old school?
That's totally old school.
Way back in the day. Why was that what people did? We're going to put fake grapes out to make people think we eat healthy, but we actually don't.
Number one.
Speaking of food, free food for you on Valentine's Day. Here's Seth Meyers.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Subway is offering buy one, get one free sub. What better way to say I love you than I got this for free at Subway?
You're speaking my love language is what you're doing. If my husband comes home and says, hey, I bought this stuff, and guess what? 50% off. Babe, I love you. You know that the way to my heart is the pocketbook. Saving money makes me happy.
You want to eat first or you don't want to hit the bedroom now or just later? What do you want to do there?